Jerry Garcia slid over about 96 or so. Somebody probably knows the date better than I do. But anyway, he went away and left behind a bunch of folks who really owed him a lot. And, you know, the dead went into various other incarnations to do what they've always done, is play music in whatever forms they could to make a living. But everybody, including me, missed the hell out of Jerry Garcia. On board the Vessel Express, he approached me about taking over a gig for him, because he had to go back to his day job, which was the day. But the gig he was talking about that I had to replace him at was the one I'm doing right now. So his love for pedal steel eclipsed his ability to play it up to the standard he wanted to. He was pretty embarrassed about the way he played and all that stuff. He never could get the hang of it in a certain sense, but anybody that knows what he's recorded would be on Teacher Children, but all the dead stuff he's ever done, the wheel and all stuff like that, you know it was Jerry's brain that made that stuff so incredible, not just technique. So I always got in the back of my head to tell him, Jerry, you play good, man. You know. But I never got that opportunity. Anyway, I still owe him a lot. I owe him for this job, and being here tonight, the new writers. So a long time ago, I was screwing around with this kind of tuning stuff. So an E tuning, and it's a modal thing. If you know anything about modal things, like tuven throat singing or certain Irish, Scottish dirges and stuff like that. It's basically only one chord. Indian ragas. So I started doing this thing just for screwing around, and, you know, warm ups in studios and stuff over the years. Somebody asked me to actually record it after Dick LaValle, you know, Dick's pick, asked me to record it one time. So I was in the studio just after he slid over as well. And I said, you know, I got it in my mind to record this little thing. So I did about 15 minutes of it. But the guy said, I'm going to register this with ASCAP. Does it have a name? I said, well, yeah, just call it Raga for Jerry. So I'll play a little bit of it now. Just so we all keep Jerry in the back of our brains.